On a crisp and clear Saturday morning, Rosalie Chilistook, known as Rose, walks down to the edge of her aunt's home. Standing next to a fish drying rack, Rose points several yards across the snow to the shoreline.
My aunt's house, the land is like falling from here. You can't see it. It's 12 feet away from my aunt's home. I think it's 2 feet from her shed here.
It's mid-December, and some men are out on the ice fishing for blackfish. Rose is the general manager of the Chifornik Village Corporation. She points again, this time further down the shore.
And you see that house up there?
Mm-hmm.
It's right by the... Their steam house is ready to go.
Rose gestures farther, indicating several more buildings.
The old BIA school that's ready to fall out too. And in the back, the AVCP Head Start is ready to go as well.
Mm-hmm. At her parents' home, just behind her aunt's house, her 79-year-old father, Paul Tanuchuk, shares memories of the old village of Chifornik, while his 18-year-old granddaughter, Alexa Ayuluk, translates.
Old other side of the Southern Mountain, teaching. Nice and quiet.
Tanuchuk was a young man Alexa's age when Chifornik moved to its present spot back in the 1950s. Then, like now, erosion and flooding threatened, and villagers needed to get to higher, more stable ground.
We all just moved, took our things, used a boat, kayak. We just started from there, I guess. Mm-hmm.
More than half a century later, it's Tanuchuk's daughter, Rosalie Chilistook, who is trying to find a way to move the village again. She's searching for both higher ground and the money to move what's been built since, as it's considerably less movable and more expensive. After Rose came on board, the corporation put two Chifornik college students to work on a community survey.
The outcome of the survey came out that the concern from almost every home is erosion.
That survey became the basis of a 5-year strategic plan, and one of the students, Eric Tanuchuk, is working with Alex Neal at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to apply for grants for Chifornik. And the price tags? It's estimated that the cost of building a seawall to protect the village of less than 500 people will cost $25 million. Funds from grants they apply for now won't be arriving for a year or more.
If we can use a million or two at a time, eventually we'll get to save the village, I'm hoping.
To make their case, they also need data on erosion, maybe from community monitoring programs now being put together by the state government, Alaska Ocean Observing Systems, and the Alaska Institute for Justice, which is already working with several Waikei Delta villages. Executive Director Robin Bronin says the goal is to keep data collection simple and easy. The big problem is that erosion does not qualify as an emergency under the Stafford Act, the law governing the federal emergency program. Bronin says gathering the data will help prove that erosion, in the face of climate change, is no longer slow-moving, but a real emergency.
What's actually happening in communities shouldn't be called erosion because it's happening much faster.
Bronin says the price Alaska's coastal communities are now paying for the loss the protections ice and permafrost once provided against erosion, storm surges, and flooding is beyond an environmental problem. It's a human rights challenge.
The right to self-determination is the most critical human right to protect when you're talking about the way that climate change is affecting the habitability of the places where people have lived for generations.
Back at Rose's father, Paul Tanuchuk's house, the television plays in the living room, while the elder contemplates ways to combat erosion and flooding that is threatening his village once again in his lifetime.
So he's saying, like, he wants something to do with, like, putting most of the houses probably just further back from near the river, because some of the houses are very old and elders live there and there's not much we could do.
The walls of the Tanuchuk home are covered in photographs of loved ones, those that have passed on and those that remain. Danuchek says one of his favorite things about Chefornik's current location is the closeness to good fishing.
Lots of fish around here. That's what is moved right here.
A moment later, a family member hauls in a big bag filled with wriggling blackfish.
Fish. Blackfish.
In Chefornik, I'm Christine Trudeau.